Will you come to us? I'm tuned in. Will it be tonight? Here?
Through.
Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick.
What?
I said I think I'm gonna throw up.
Oh. Yeah, sorry about that. We just went through a little time eddy in the vortex.
Whatever it was, it's made me car sick. Or TARDIS sick or whatever. Where's my ibuprofen?
Why do I get the feeling your next words are going to be,
are we nearly there yet?
Let's stop off en route for some fresh air and a bite to eat, shall we?
Finally, some consideration for the passenger. Now, if only we had a radio.
Wind up here in the middle of the night, Trisha. If you sit in there long enough, you'll get to see all the stars there are. Best sausage and chips you'll ever get.
It just looks like a grassy old motorway services.
Yeah, but Trisha, love, look at me. Who'd have thought I was the most dynamic and powerful manager in the biz?
Oh, I would, Arnold.
Yeah, all right, love, not while I'm driving. Just you wake your brother up. Tell him we're getting out. Stretch our legs.
Tommy, come on, sweetheart. Tommy! I think he's in one of his trances, Arnold.
Trances? I'll give him trances. Tell him to stir himself. We're pulling in before this weather gets any more inclement. It's like the call of the bleeding wild out there.
Get your jacket on, Tommy. Wrap up.
Now, listen, the sausages in here, I'll tell you, they are the type of
real ones.
Well, you can only have one because you're
listening, but
anyway.
Tommy, stop dawdling. What? Sausage and chips, remember? Cup of tea?
They're here, Trisha. They're already here, ahead of us.
Come on.
Oh, it's a wonder bits aren't dropping off of me. It's that cold. Oh, who is that fool in the top hat?
Funny outfit to wear hitchhiking.
God, let's get you two inside.
Just needed to get away from the music business, from Pat, from everyone. I just wish I'd dress up warmer. Can't go back now. Pat will think I'm daft. Rock and roll isn't in your destiny, son. Not anymore. Now you've broken up the band. Yeah. I heard you the first time. You monster, you. Oh, cripes.
Doctor Who. Starring Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith. Horror of Glam Rock by Paul Mars.
Hard shoulder. Good job the roads on.
You'd be mad to go out in this.
I've seen snow like it. Well, now I have. Can we go?
Look, there.
Kathy?
Now, proper old-style motorway services. Oh, you're going to love this, Lucy.
Old-style? Doctor, what year is this?
It's 1974. I bet they'll have those ketchup things in the shape of tomatoes.
Before I was born. Always looks a bit rubbish on the telly. Tacky.
Why 1974?
I was trying for your time. This is as close as I could get, as close as I'm allowed to get.
Well, this is the Dark Ages, Doctor. It's nowhere near where I come from. I bet it's down south, too.
You humans can be so parochial. Think about it, Lucy. Glam rock. Bowie and Bolan and Eno. Electronic music is in its infancy.
Wow, right. I like a bit of handbag, don't you, Doctor?
A great deal now.
Oh, you surprise me.
And I don't like this either. There's something wrong. Look, lights flickering in the services.
I can hardly see. Doctor, mind your feet! There's something.
Oh.
Someone.
Nothing can be done for him, I don't think.
He's been savaged and just left here. Oh, and not what he's wearing. I wouldn't be seen dead.
Have some respect, Lucy. The man's been torn to pieces.
All right, don't go on about it. Who is... was he?
Glittery top hat, tinsel feather boa, stack-heeled boots and silver eyeshadow. That points to just one thing.
Tranny pile up on the M62.
It means I got the year right. It is 1974, and this is Nadir Services, just outside Bramlington. And it's going to be a long night.
I'm really sorry for coming in here and crying all over you.
You wouldn't be the first, dear. I've seen it all, believe you me. Don't you worry, it's nice to be thought of as a person for a change. Most of them who stop here, they just want egg and chips. I could be a machine for all they care, slopping it out. Beans with it, love.
Huh? Oh,
you're a good listener, Flo.
Well, you get starved of human company here. Places full of musicians. Careful, plates hot. There's sauce on the tables.
Thank you.
Who'd have thought I'd shed real tears over Bendy Roger?
Was that him who just stomped out?
Yeah. What you saw there was him breaking up the band. Forever. Methylated spirits is no longer a going concern. Well, it was a bit of a foregone conclusion once we lost Wendy, the singer in Bramlington. And the drummer. Or rather, used to be the drummer, Pat.
Has he just gone and left you here then, this Bendy Rogers?
Story of my life. Here, give us another egg. I've been kicked out of more bands than you've had. Well, maybe not. I just thought, this time, me and Bendy and Wendy, we could make a go of it.
Do you know, I've seen a lot of dreams crash and burn. Just standing here, serving them dinners in the middle of the night, it breaks your heart.
You must have seen them all working here.
Hendrix, Lulu, the Wombles. I don't think it does to have dreams, you know.
Really?
For every star you see, there's a lot of darkness and obscurity all around them.
What?
It's not everyone who makes it.
I know that, all right.
Now, oh, great. Power cut.
Hang on. I think they're coming back on.
Mostly, anyway.
Yeah, but for how long? We could be trapped out here. No lights, no eating. I've not got any transport.
I have. I'm parked in the staff car park. I'm finishing my shift soon, thank God.
Maybe I could...
Hang on. I better serve this lot.
Oh, it's him.
Who?
Arnold Corns, the famous manager. He came to see my band once.
Oh, nice.
He hated us. Bendy Roger just about belted him.
Are you still open? We saw the lights going funny. Thought you might be closing down for the night.
We're always open. What will it be?
Well, my two young protégés and I will have the full English, please. Look around you, youngsters. This place is legendary. Look.
There's not many here. Just a few old roadies.
It's a rough night, my love. Here. Oh, aren't you those Tomorrow people? What's your names? No, wait a minute, don't tell me. Yes, that's it. Tommy and Trisha Tomorrow.
The very same. The rising young hopefuls of the pop world. Madam, it does my heart good to have my young stars recognised in public.
I've heard your song. Hoping to be in the charts this Sunday, eh?
Oh, not hoping to be. Going to be. While we're on our way to London this very night to record their first appearance on Top of the Pops.
Wow! Oh, congratulations. That's marvellous. Have an extra banger.
Hear that, Tommy? The lady recognised us. She knew who we are.
Did she? Marvellous.
Oh, come on, Tom. This isn't like you.
And what am I like, Trisha? I don't know anymore.
Neither do I. But you give me the willy sunshine, that's for sure.
No, no, my loves, come on. Let's sit over there by the radiator.
Oh, at least we're out of that blizzard.
We've got to find whoever's in charge here.
What could have done that? Killed him like that?
Something large. Looked like claw marks to me.
Oh, some kind of escaped animal.
Human animal or monster animal or animal. Don't know yet. Let's get some tea and ask the nice lady at the counter if we can talk to someone.
Ooh, doesn't look too clean. I reckon this will be shut down in my time.
Shh. Hello there. I'm the doctor, and this is Lucy.
Sorry, love. End of my shift. I'm shutting up shop.
But we're gagging for a cuppa.
Dirty Linda will be on at 10 if she gets here through this snow. Me, I'm off. Pet, do you want a lift, Pet?
Sure thing, Flo. Tell them, doctor. Come on. Oh, great. Too late, they've gone.
Yeah, well, the tea in these places is never quite right anyway. It's like having a mouthful of copper coins.
Hey, speaking of copper coins, this phone's kaput.
Try them all. We've got to get the police.
Hello?
I couldn't help overhearing Hello? Your conversation. Arnold Corns, a manager to the Stars.
The doctor. I'm in the star business too, in a way.
Yeah, look, what's going on? What's all this about police?
All the lines are dead, doctor.
Thought they might be.
What is all this palaver?
Mr. Corns, there's a corpse out there in the car park.
What?
The savaged body of a dead glam rocker.
A dead glam rocker?
What's that?
Keep your voice down, Tricia. Savaged, did you say?
Savaged? You're having us on.
It's true. There's something out there. It just about ripped him apart.
What did he want? That bloke with the girl? A new image, if you ask me. He looked like some old hippie.
It's very good of you, Flo, to offer me a lift.
Oh, I'm glad of the company, to be honest. I wouldn't relish driving in this alone. It's bad enough when we...
Shh! What was that?
What? I didn't hear anything. Oh, you're imagining it.
There!
Come on, let's get in the car.
Oh, my dear Aunt Fanny, what is that?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. Now, run! This is my Minnie. Here.
Hurry up!
Oh, I dropped the keys under the door.
Hurry! Oh, my God, they're coming straight at us.
Got them.
Too late. Well, let's get back inside before those things reach us.
Quick, that way in. Follow me. Pride and joy!
Forget the car and worry about us. Where's this back door?
This way. Follow me. There's one right behind us.
Quick! Lock the door.
He's right outside. Do you think he can smell us?
Come on. We've got to tell the others.
Give me a hand with this freezer first.
Are you still there? Are you listening to me?
Right, everyone, gather round, please. I think we'd better make some plans.
I like your bloke. Commanding, isn't he?
He's not my bloke.
Yeah, right. I'm Tricia Tomorrow, by the way.
I'm Lucy, from the day after tomorrow.
Neat. Oh, and this is my brother, Tommy, in a trance.
Who is he to take over, that bloke and all that velvet tat?
That's the doctor. He always takes over.
It's her bloke.
No, he's not.
Oh, I see you.
Listen, we've got a situation here, one of extreme danger to all of us. Now, I suggest we pool our resources. It looks as if we're going to be trapped here for a little while.
We've seen them. Creatures in the snow.
Creatures?
Bear things with scales and tails. Horrible looking.
Well, you lot, let's get moving. Get all these tables stacked up and barricade the main doors.
Lights are going again. That's all we need.
Is the back secure?
Should be. We rammed the freezer cabinet right up against the door.
Very resourceful. I'm impressed. Oh. Right, we'll secure the main entrance here. Lucy, have a scout round. Take someone with you. Check if there are any other ways in.
Okay, Doctor.
There's the glass walkway over to the northbound cafe on the other side of the motorway.
We'll need to block that up somehow.
You believe us?
I'm sorry?
We've just told you that there's huge fanged bear-like creatures out there in the snow, and you believed us. You didn't laugh. You didn't question, you just believed us.
Of course.
Well, I'm not sure I would.
You wouldn't believe half of the things I've seen.
Tommy, leave that for now.
Come on, Lucy. Me and Tommy will come with you to this glass bridge thing.
Right you are.
Take care, Lucy.
We will. See ya. See ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Here we are. Stairway to heaven. Come on, we better start climbing.
Wait.
What for?
My brother.
Look, we can't mess about. They might have got in already.
Tommy, come on! Oh, he's always dawdled. All his life.
How can we barricade a whole glass tunnel?
This is just weird. You go on like it's normal.
I've got used to weird stuff lately. Trish, did that woman seem familiar to you?
Who? The one serving?
No, the one in all the leathers. She puts me in mind of someone. Only I can't think who.
I'd recognise her if she was famous.
Yeah, she's probably no one.
We're all no one. Just little specks in this tiny world.
Tommy, stop it. You know I hate it when you talk like that.
He's kind of right, though.
Maybe. But I've had enough of him going on like that. All cosmic and spooky. He changed. Ever since he started playing with that stupid thing.
What is it?
A stylophone. It's like a little tiny piano thing. Electronic. Bowie had one, so of course Tommy has to have one too. It's what he writes all our songs on.
Tommy? Tommy, I really don't think it's a good idea to play that right now.
He's going to write us a biggie, he says. Then we can retire and take our mum off to live in Barbados. He tells the fans, the songs, they come to him from space.
They'll be here very soon.
Well, Doctor, I've known some eccentric stars. Nancy Babcock reckoned her cat used to dictate all her lyrics to her. She was a creative genius, you see. You have to be very careful. You can't muck about with their muses.
Right. Here, you lot, help shifting these tables.
What's all this about, mate?
And you are?
Ron, the roadie.
Well, Ron, the roadie, we need the barricade to be at least as tall as the doorway.
And I am not about to strangle the golden goose, as it were, but this lad, for all his genius, I think he's gone a bit off the deep end.
Just a bit caught up in his daydream, surely. Hmm? A bit higher, Flo. That's it. Ron, could you give her a hand?
Sorry, love.
Don't you love me?
This is no good, you know. If we're jammed in here all night, I've got to get to London. Those two are on Top of the Pops tomorrow.
Well, I don't think any of us will be going anywhere tonight.
But Top of the Pops, do you realise how hard it is to get a new act on there?
If you go out there tonight, the only thing you'll be on is the news.
I thought you'd understand, being in showbiz.
What?
Well, the costume, the wig.
This is quite sober where I come from.
It's a good gimmick, Tommy, I'll give you that. Men from space talking to you.
It's true.
Wow, here we are. Good view from up here. There's no traffic now on the motorway. Just the blizzard, us, and those things down there in the car park.
This is the best place to call them from. Out here. Suspended here.
Tommy, put that thing down.
Wait. Trisha, look at his face.
It's talking to me, Trisha. They are communicating with me. Again.
Who, Tommy? Who are you on about?
The only ones. They say they're going to make it through this very night.
Hang on. Can you hear it?
It's going haywire. Get it off him.
They've promised me. The only ones are coming.
Trisha, there's voices coming out of there. Doctor.
Thank you, Pat.
They're back.
Where?
Just at the edge of the car park. See? Look.
Oh, crikey.
Magnificent, aren't they?
Oh, that's my Bentley. They're ripping it to pieces.
Yeah, they tried to do the same to my Mini.
Oh.
Only got as far as the door before they came after us. Oh. Having a good go at your Bentley, aren't they? Really getting stuck in.
Oh.
I think we'd all be well advised to step back from the doors.
They're trying to get in. Doctor, what on earth are those creatures?
I don't know. They're like prehistoric mammals, but not of this world.
Get back, you fool! Get away from the glass!
What are you doing here?
Come away from there, Doctor! You're making them madder!
There's a reason, isn't there? There's a reason you're here. I wonder what it is.
This is everything we wanted, Trisha.
Oh, Tommy, what have you done?
We wanted them to come to us. We sang our songs about them and hoped they would come.
But they were just songs, Tommy.
No, Trisha. They were always more than that. This incursion is everything.
Incursion? Don't like the sound of that. Maybe we should get the doctor.
I wanted the universe to open up for me. And it did, Trisha. It proved to me that there's more. More than just this.
I think they've retreated. Them hairy things.
Yes, but for how long?
Yeah, I want to go out there. I've got to check on my car.
Arnold, it's in pieces. Sit down.
No, I can't just give in.
Just once in your life, listen to someone properly.
Who are you to talk to me like that?
I'll tell you who I am. Patricia Ryder. I'm the drummer from Methylated Spirits. You came to see us once at a gig in Crowley-on-Sea. You laughed in our faces.
Yeah, I remember. You were absolutely dreadful.
We were ahead of our time, we were. But now we'll never know, will we? The band's gone up the bleeding Swanee and you could have stopped it.
Whoa, 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 hang on, love. I think I know a hit band when I see one.
Do you mind? Honestly, human beings. Put you in a situation of dire peril and what do? You squabble about pop music. Now let's get on. We've got to make this place secure.
What did you mean, human beings?
Ah, Flo, why don't you see if there's still power to the kitchen? We could all do with some tea and sausage sandwiches or something.
And if there's nothing in the freezer, we could eat that useless lump of a manager.
Oh, not likely, dear. We do have some standards, you know.
Look, I've had it up to here tonight. Seeing my motor torn to bits, top of the bleeding pops going up the Swanee, that daft lad Tommy coming over all peculiar again.
The Tomorrow Twins. Lucy, with all this excitement, I nearly forgot.
The glass bridge.
I'll fetch them. Stay here. Don't do anything. Lucy, where are you? Oh, Doctor, what were you thinking? She's just a kid.
Who's a kid?
Lucy. You're all right.
Just about.
Trisha, Tommy. Your manager's on the warpath.
He always is.
You're the doctor.
That's right. Did Lucy tell you about me?
No.
Oh, right. Did you check the other side? Is it secure?
Didn't even get that far. Tommy wouldn't leave this bridge. He went a bit strange with his... What's it called, Trisha?
Stylophone. I always wanted one of those. Brilliant!
Stay back!
I wouldn't touch it if I were you. There was voices or something coming out of it.
Voices? It's not meant to do that, is it, Tommy?
Go away!
Come on then, Tommy. Let's get back to the others. We'll have to find something to block this bridge.
Don't block the bridge. They have to come through.
Not the big beasties, Tommy. We don't want them through, do we? Come on. Back below. You should see what they've done to Arnold's car.
His car? He'll go crackers.
What are you doing, Ron? Ron!
Shh! Keep it down, lady. I think those things have gone round the back. If I can make it to the van, I can get help.
Mad! You'll never make it.
I've been in worse scrapes. You ever play banger?
Arnold, stop him!
Stop him? Why, who is he anyway?
It's Ron. He's a roadie for Contretemps.
He's trying to get to his van for help. It's suicide.
Put the kettle on, loves. I'll be back soon.
Ron! Get back in here! Ron! Arnold!
It's his decision. Maybe he'll make it. Then again...
Oh, my God!
Poor Ron!
It's torn apart. Just like my Bentley. Only less expensive to replace.
You're sick.
Look, it was just a light-hearted remark intended...
Quick! They're coming this way.
Pile the stuff back up. Hurry! You're inhuman, you Acorns. Hey. See a man ripped apart like that and you care more for your car.
Yeah, my first sharp copper paid for that car. Ups and daisy by the Four Collins, March 1966.
What happened?
What were those screams?
One of our roadies is missing.
Missing? He got himself ripped to shreds out there.
You let him go out?
Well, you know roadies, Doctor, once they get an idea in their thick heads.
You can always reason with people.
I disagree. We live in a chaotic world. The best we can do is look out for ourselves.
That's a pretty shameful philosophy.
Yeah, Doctor, smack him one.
Well said.
I don't think that would help matters. Flo, how's that feast coming? I've got some youngsters who need a hot cup of tea.
Things are brewing as we speak.
I can't believe how hungry I was. Is that bad? When people all around us are being gobbled up by monsters?
It's the body's natural reaction to danger. Don't worry about it. Here, drink this.
Ooh, hot. So,
That rocker we found on the hard shoulder.
Must have been killed by some kind of advance guard. The creatures were just starting to amass around some kind of nexus point.
We only just missed out on being the hors d'oeuvres then.
You could put it that way.
You do this a lot, don't you? Danger like this. It's one thing after another with you, isn't it?
I don't go looking for trouble.
But it finds you, somehow. Every time.
That's true enough.
And me. What a pair we make, eh? Still, I'm glad I met you.
I'm glad too. Now give us a bite of that donut.
Hey!
I want to have a look at that stylophone of Tommy's. Do you think we can get it off him?
You'll be lucky. The way he clings onto it.
It's important.
Arnold, sit down. Keep calm. Look, if you're going to sulk, I'll go and sit with Lucy and her friend.
You will do nothing of the sort. I'm not letting you out of my sight. We'll wait till the storm calms and then we're out of here.
Don't tell me what to do, Arnold. You don't own me.
Read your contract, Missy. I think you'll find I do. Now, tell that brother of yours to come over here. Skulking in the shadows like that, it's not normal. And neither is this doctor chap, if you ask me.
I think the doctor's all right.
The only ones say we shouldn't listen to the doctor. He's bad.
Here's our dirty plates. That was great. Thanks, Flo.
What's your doctor friend say? Can he get us out safe? My Minnie's still in one piece out there. More or less.
I don't fancy going out there again. We almost copped it last time. More tea, Lucy.
Cheers. You're going to think I'm crazy, but have I met you before?
Me? Dunno, love. Most people just ignore me. Passed over Pat, that's me.
Oh, my God. Pat. Pat Ryder.
Yeah?
Auntie Pat! You're my Auntie Pat, you are!
You what?
It's 1974. If I'd been thinking straight, I'd have realised right away. Auntie Pat!
You're not making sense, love.
Listen, you're in a band called Methylated Spirits. You're the drummer. You have a sister called Mary, blonde, works in Clark's the Shoe Shop.
That's all true. Hey, is this mind reading?
I'm your niece. I'm Lucy.
I don't have a...
Brace yourself for this, Auntie Pat. It's a bit of a shocker. I come from the future. I've travelled in time with a doctor. I've been plucked out of my own time stream.
You really mean it, don't you?
Wow, that explains a lot. Do you want a biscuit with that?
Trisha, Tommy, all I want to do is help.
Oi, Doctor, leave them kids alone. They're under exclusive contract to Arnold Korn's Enterprises.
Are you going to get us out safe, Doctor?
I shall do everything in my power, yes. But I need to understand more about what's happening. And I think Tommy can help us there.
You'll be lucky. He's in one of his trances.
I see.
We thought he might be epileptic
Tommy,
or a genius or
something.
Will
you talk with me?
They look to him. Hospitals. They reckon he's like doctors because he's sensitive. Well, I'm sensitive
They sing
too,
to me,
but...
Doctor. Music like no one's ever heard on Earth. The music of the spheres.
Time travel. On the ring road round Bramlington.
Time and space, Auntie Pat. Me and the Doctor can go anywhere. He's told me. The whole universe is ours. And all of time, too.
Sounds exhausting.
The whole universe? This is a mad ass.
When I was little, you always used to say, get out there. See something of life, Lucy, before you get all withered up and bored. Don't be like me, you said. Make something of yourself.
I said that?
In the future. Make your life fabulous. That's what you said. I was your only niece. You never had any...
Oh, what? What are you saying?
Nothing.
What am I in the future, seeing as you know so much about it?
You're...
What?
You're nothing, Auntie Pat. I mean, were you not a drummer or a star or anything?
I'm nothing.
I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. You're just Auntie Pat.
I've had enough of this. I'm not having these two badmouth me to you, Doctor.
I suggest you go and sit down again, Arnold.
Don't you tell me what to do. Now,
Arnold, you're hurting me.
Stop twisting. I'm keeping a hold of you and your little brother there. You're coming with me.
This is silly. Let her go, Arnold. You'll regret this.
I will if they miss their appointment with Stardom tomorrow, and nothing's going to interfere with that. Now, come on, through the kitchens.
Ow! You're breaking my wrist, you old git.
Stop moaning. It's a mind performance anyway, so it won't matter what your fretwork's like. Now, come on, tell your brother. Look sharpish.
They're singing to me, Doctor.
What are they saying to you, Tommy?
I can hear their voices.
You keep on listening, Tommy. If them voices come up with another catchy number, we'll be laughing.
Leave go of me, Arnold. I mean it. You and me are finished. You're fired.
Fired? I picked you two up and you were nothing. You were rubbish.
We still are nothing. We still are rubbish.
Still, look at our clubber, Pat. I've never seen fabric like that, have you?
Let go of my sister.
Please, Harold, my fingers are going numb.
You'll do as I say, the pair of you. And what I say is, we're leaving.
Just put the knife down, Pat.
You'll have someone's eye out.
And the rest. Hey, where's the doctor?
I'm here. Stay right back. Don't crowd him. Don't do anything rash.
There won't be time for rashness, Doctor. We're not staying here a second longer.
Please, Arnold, leave Tommy behind. You can take me. I'm not scared.
I need both of you. Now, you, old woman.
Oh.
Yeah, give me your car keys.
It's only a mini, and the door's half off.
Do I care? Chuck 'em over.
Arnold, you can't be serious about this. You've seen those things out there.
I'm the star maker, Doctor. I know what's right. Tommy, shift that fridge. Do it.
All right.
Just let him do what he wants. I've seen him like this before.
Arnold, don't.
Now them doors, lad. That's right. Now then, we're off to the big city, kids. To stardom.
Trisha! Doctor, you've got to stop him. You can't let him just...
You're right, I can't.
Be careful, Doctor.
He must be nuts.
Arnold! Get back inside, Arnold!
Leave it, Doctor, we are going!
Trisha, watch out!
Oh, no.
I'm coming!
What's happening? Who's it got?
I can't see. Oh, my God. Trisha. It got Trisha. None of what happens here matters. This is only planet Earth. She was just a human girl. Never mind, Tommy.
You've not left her out there.
Oh, Pat, it was too late. Didn't you see?
Doctor, you know, are you all right?
Yes, yes, yes. See to Tommy. He's withdrawn into himself. You, stupid man, she's dead now and it's your fault.
I
left you out there by yourself to face those things alone.
I was only thinking of them, Tommy and Trish. They said they wanted stardom.
Let me at him. I'll teach him.
No, Pat, he has to live with himself after this.
Well, I just wanted to help.
No! No!
Lucy, I told you to see to Tommy.
I was. He just... Fine. I'll get him back for you.
Sometimes I wonder why I'd bother with you a lot at all.
Tommy! Oh, there you are. Are you all right?
She's gone. Trisha's gone.
I know, Tommy. I know. I'm sorry.
Sorry's no good. None of it's no good. Not without Trisha.
Come back to the kitchen. Talk to the doctor.
He's no good either. The only ones say he's bad. He made Trisha die.
He was trying to save her, Tommy.
Same difference. What does any of it matter now? I was only doing it for her. She wanted to see the aliens too. She wanted to leave planet Earth as much as I did. I'm going.
Where?
Up there.
The bridge? But Tommy, no, it's not safe up there. The doctor
said... They can bring her back. They have powers, don't they? They can do anything.
No, Tommy, come back.
Oh, my leg.
Hey, are you all right?
Ignore him, Flo. He's just trying to deflect our attention.
No, he's really hurt, Pat. His leg's all cut up. Ooh, looks like a plate of beef stew. What do you reckon, Doctor? Amputate?
Oh, look, have you got some codeine?
No, just give him something. He'll keep on otherwise. Look in Lucy's bag.
Is this it? Nice colour.
There'll be ibuprofen in the front pocket. She had a tension headache earlier coming through the vortex.
Ibu what?
They're like codeine, only better.
Ooh, what's this funny-looking little gizmo?
Let me see.
I think I'd better go after Lucy and Tommy. He's unstable. Will you two be okay with Arnold?
This thing, Doctor, is from the future, isn't it?
Yes, it's Lucy's MP3 player.
I thought Lucy was having a laugh, but it's true, isn't it? You're from the future, and this is a future thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's a future thing. Lucy's a future thing, and I'm most definitely a future thing. We came here to help. Some good we're doing.
I've seen nought like it.
You will.
You two came back to this night especially. You knew something was going to happen. Bad things like this.
Sort of.
Could you have stopped them?
Look, can I have those pills or not? I know you don't think much of
me. Shut up, you, or I'll zap you with this MT3 player.
That's it. Pat, Flo, I'm getting the first glimmering of a workable idea, but I'll need you two to help me. And most of all, we'll need this.
What's that you've got?
It's Tommy's stylophone. I managed to get it off him as we came back indoors.
It's just a kid's toy.
We've not got long before he realizes he's lost it. Flo, you can help me here. Pat, will you go after Tommy and Lucy? Check that they're all right.
The only ones promised they would come for us. Me and Trish. They would take us away, into the universe.
Why are they called the only ones?
Isn't it obvious?
Maybe I'm a bit thick.
The cosmos is a lonely place, devoid of life. Just us. The sad human race on a little rock. Choking ourselves to death with greed and poison and hatred. And they're there. The only ones.
Hang on, kiddo. That's what they told you. That they're the only aliens in the universe. That's not true.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm no expert. I'm new to this game. But even I know there's millions and billions of life forms out there, Tommy.
You're lying.
The universe is teeming with life. It's like the Trafford Centre on Boxing Day.
I don't believe you.
They've lied to you, Tommy.
He was tuning into some pretty freaky frequencies, as one might say, in 1974.
What else was it you wanted, Doctor?
A funnel. Metal, it needs to be. Failing that, a colander. Not so good on account of all the holes.
What are you going to do with all this stuff?
Oh, lash up something. If I can just set this stylophone up the way Tommy has it.
He plays with that thing for hours. Same damn tune over and over again. Drives me mad.
You have a radio, Flo. Just an ordinary radio. I want to reverse its what's it and make it a thingy.
Hang on, I'll get its back off.
Arnold?
Yeah, still here, not dead yet.
That tune Tommy plays, how does it go?
You what?
Sing it, man.
I can't under stress like this.
You need to remember this if it's the last thing you do.
Why is the exact tune important, Doctor?
Just a hunch.
You think Tommy's summoned these aliens here with a tune?
Extraordinary how potent cheap music is.
You know what's really out there, don't you? In space and that?
I do. Really, yes. Does that shock you?
Not much shocks me at my age, Doctor. I'm glad someone does know, actually. Years ago, we thought we knew the lot. These days, I feel like we don't know anything.
I have days like that, too.
I've got it. The tune. Now, wait. Let me concentrate.
No. No, it's gone. He took it off me. He stole it!
What are you on about?
Your doctor! Make him bring back my stylophone!
Oh, I found you. You've got to get away from here. The doctor says...
I'm not doing what he says.
Look, I know you've had a horrible shock, Levine. Oh, what are you doing?
Tommy, let her go.
Not until you make the doctor come here. Make him bring back my machine.
I think he means it.
I do.
Oh, look at me. Attacked by some kid. No wonder I turn out to be nothing in the future.
I didn't mean nothing, Auntie Pat.
Don't call me that. I'm not your auntie.
Stop talking. Do as I say.
I'll be back in a minute. Don't hurt her.
Do it. Now.
What's happening? Anything?
Yes, it's beginning to work.
Is no good. Bramlington City is no good. Come with us into space, Tommy.
Creepy, aren't they?
Tommy's gonna strangle Auntie Pat up on that glass bridge.
Auntie?
He's got Pat watching his sister getting killed like that. He's gone over the edge. Oh, what's that horrible noise?
No, let us come in.
It's just a bit too successful with that tune.
What are we going to do now?
Listen, I'll try and hold them off. Go save Tommy.
Don't be stupid, man. They'll tear you to shreds.
That's no more than the critics have been doing for years.
Now, look, seriously, Doctor. My leg is in a mess. I'll never make it. Might as well bow out gracefully.
I misjudged you, Arnold.
Oh, I doubt that, Doctor. Now, go on quick before I lose my nerve.
Come on, you two. Grab that stump. Get up to the bridge.
Got it, Doctor.
Goodbye, Arnold. And good luck.
Yeah, Doctor. Tell Tommy I'm sorry about Trish.
I will. Goodbye.
Now, you great hairy louts! Do you know who I am?
gorgeous than that.
It's the style of home they're after. Come on, up here.
Hang on, Doctor. I'm twice your age.
If only you knew.
You brought my machine?
Let Pat go, Tommy.
You made it work.
I did. Easy, really.
Give it here.
If you give me Pat in exchange.
What for? She's of no use to me. It's mine. On top of the pulps. Tricia, I'm Britain's number one.
I'll fetch him such a slap, that lad.
Shandy Pat.
Here they come.
Is it just me, or is it getting colder? Me. Me have come for you.
I knew you would. Welcome. Oh, welcome to my world.
They're beautiful.
They look pretty average to me.
Well, I think they look like proper aliens. Look at the pictures.
Precisely. Wraith-like beauties, androgynous super beings. Just what you want in your alien visitors.
Oh, it's you, Doctor. Hello.
Know me, do you?
Only by repute.
They told Tommy that they were the only aliens in the galaxy. That we were alone apart from them.
Piffle.
Don't mock them, Doctor. The only ones come in peace. They bring love to planet Earth.
Ask them what makes it worthwhile, coming to a place like this and befriending the natives.
Stop it, Doctor. You're spoiling it.
They want something from you, Tommy.
They are my friends. They've come to take me away and show me the cosmos.
I don't think that they are that benign. Ask them.
It's true, isn't it? You came here because you love me.
We came for that reason. And, of course, for the other reason.
The Doctor's right. You've been duped, Tommy. They probably want to take over the world or something.
This shabby dump? Don't flatter yourself.
Tell us what you do want.
Food. Something high in polyunsaturates. A good source of fiber, bursting with delicious adrenaline. Something that kicks and squirms as it goes down. Your teenage fans, Tommy. That's all we want of you. For those creatures, the ones you have already encountered, our corporeal selves.
Oh, so that's it. Earth's merely a stop-off place for a quick bite to eat. A motorway service is, in fact.
Imagine all those juicy young things in a state of absolute frenzy.
And Tricia, she meant nothing to you?
Who?
Tricia, my sister.
Hardly. It was you who created the music, Tommy. Only you are vital to our plans. Everyone else is simply fodder.
We were the twins. The Tomorrow twins. You can't have one without the other.
Oh, he's fainted, Doctor.
Leave him be for now. Now, if you'll forgive me, it's time to break up the band. This might tingle a little.
What are you doing?
I'm changing you back into sound.
What, with that lash up?
Impossible.
Improbable, maybe, but not impossible. You came here serving a wave of sound, but that sound wave can easily be transformed into a series of troughs by inverting the output frequency and reversing the sequence of notes. It's a trick I learned from Eno, actually. Anyway, the upshot is that you'll be sucked down the funnel here as swiftly as a genie into a lamp.
What funnel?
This funnel. Flo, where's the funnel? That was rather crucial to my whole alien defeating scheme.
I forgot it.
Oh.
Oh, we shall enjoy devouring you, Doctor.
Something's coming up the stairs, Doctor.
One now, Doctor.
Yeah, and it better be good.
We get eaten?
What's it? Here it comes.
It's all right. It's only me.
Arnold!
Thought I was dead, did you? Well, those monsters of yours don't care for a splash of hot chip fat, let me tell you. Anyhow, I thought I'd better bring you this.
My funnel.
Saw you'd left it behind.
Oh, well done, Arnold. Chuck it over.
Yeah, see? I can do something, right?
To the glass bridge, my brethren. Devour them. Get a shift on, Doctor.
I'll do my best, Flo. Now hold that down, and with any luck, the only ones will be sucked through this funnel and end up here.
Hey, that's my MP3.
You lie.
Come on, Doctor, hurry. They're on the stairs.
They're coming up from the other end, too. We're surrounded.
Hold your creatures back.
Why? They're hungry. We're hungry. We'll finish you off and then merge with Tommy and get stuck into his fan base.
I can't allow that.
No, you can't stop us.
Switch it on, Flo. Do it now.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh.
happening to the other ones? They're flickering.
The creatures, they are fading too.
Remote control, they're nothing.
You've done it, Doctor. You're sending them all away.
Yeah, that's better. Looked a bit nasty there for a second.
Where did they go?
There. Trapped forever on shuffle mode. Isn't technology amazing?
I'm not sure I fancy carrying those monsters around with me.
Might come in handy. Just don't play that track. Ever.
So, in the future, I suppose you do this kind of thing a lot?
A fair bit, yeah.
What? What have you done to my dreams?
Oh dear, he's not going to be very happy.
Serves him right, little devil.
Now leave him to me. I know all about disillusioned youth.
Where did they go? Why did they leave me? What's going to happen now?
Hey, not bad lyrics for a song, eh, Doctor?
I've heard worse.
I've released worse. Go on, Tommy. Let's get you downstairs.
I suppose they'll be wanting something hot to drink after all tonight's coming and goings. I better get down to see to it.
You save the world, you know, Flo.
What else is new? Take care, Doctor. Lucy.
I'd better go give her a hand. Bye, Doctor.
Goodbye, Pat.
Bye, niece.
Bye, Auntie.
Come on. I think it's time we were leaving, too.
Storm's lifting.
He really wanted to go with them, you know, Tommy. He thought they'd take him to see the universe.
Silly boy.
Is that a bad thing to want? Would you turn your nose up?
Of course I wouldn't.
If someone offered to show you the cosmos.
I think that would be okay, actually.
Good. Shall we go?
And leave all this mess? Who will they say caused all this?
Hell's Angels, probably. I almost joined the Hell's Angels once. Did I ever tell you?
Oh.
The Martian chapter. Of course, it was all elaborate rooms. Jake, so...
Something about crisis makes me starving. Another bacon sandwich, Pat.
Oh, please. Look, dawn over the motorway.
Perfect snow. Beautiful. Nothing to disturb it. You see, the Doctor and Lucia want something too.
They've gone. My niece. And I wanted to ask her all kinds of things.
Perhaps it's for the best, eh?
Maybe.
The future's a funny old place, I reckon.
What's that? If it's them things...
They've all gone. It'll be the coppers late.
Hello. I'm looking for Ms. Lucy Miller. I believe she's been here.
Who are you?
I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to say.
Well, I'm afraid you've missed her, love. They've been and gone. We don't know where.
I see.
Was it important?
It's vital I get to her.
I won't see her for years yet. Her and a funny friend.
They've gone off travelling again. And God only knows where they'll be by now.
In Horror of Glam Rock, directed by Barnaby Edwards, Paul McGann starred as the Doctor, with Sheridan Smith as Lucy Miller, Arnold Korns, Bernard Cribbins, Flo, Una Stubbs, Tommy Tomorrow, Stephen Gately, Trisha Tomorrow, Claire Buckfield, Pat, Lindsay Hardwick, The Only Ones and The Headhunter, Katerina Olsen, sound design by ERS, music by Tim Sutton. The audio adventures of Doctor Who are produced by Sharon Gosling, Jason Hake Ellery and Nicholas Briggs for Big Finish Productions.
You're the Doctor.
That's right. Did Lucy tell you about me?
No.
Oh, right.
Arnold Korns, a manager to the stars.
The Doctor. I'm in the star business too, in a way.
You know what's really out there, don't you? In space and that.
I do. Really, yes.
You do this a lot, don't you?
Hmm?
Danger, like this.
Does that shock you?
Not much shocks me at my age, Doctor. I'm glad someone does know, actually.
It's one thing after another with you, isn't it?
I don't go looking for trouble.
But it finds you, somehow.
Beyond the Vortex, Part 3. On the casting couch.
Hello, I'm Nicholas Briggs, and I'm the executive producer of Big Finish Productions.
Well, I'm Barnaby Edwards, and I am the associate producer, director, and casting director on the new series of Paul McGann Audios for BBC Seven.
Doctor, what year is this?
It's 1974.
Why 1974?
This is as close as I could get, as close as I'm allowed to get.
Okay, the horror of glam rock. Doctor Who fans will get that the title itself is a play on a horror.
Yes, there was a Tom Baker story called The Horror of Fang Rock, which is about a group of sailors who are marooned in a lighthouse and attacked by a monster. The Horror of Glam Rock is about a group of glam rockers who are stranded in a motorway services being attacked by aliens. So as soon as we came up with the title, it wasn't me. I think it was Nick Briggs actually came up with the title. We just thought that's fantastic.
Oh, cripes.
Of all the stories in this season, it is the slightly jokey one, and we've got a fabulous cast and a really, really brilliant sort of musician coming on board to do the music for us as well.
They'll be here very soon.
And this one features the vocal talents of Stephen Gately as
it
well.
It does indeed. This is, you know, Stephen has not released a single for ages, and we just couldn't believe it when he said yes to play the part and when he then agreed to sing a song for us as well. And it's just fantastic. I mean, he's done an amazing job on the song, and the backing vocals are by Claire Buckfield as well, another very good actress and a very good singer. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So you hear the song and he plays a young pop star, and he's at the stuck in the motorway services with his manager, played by Bernard Cribbins.
If you sit in there long enough, you get to see all the stars there are.
And then there's this sort of laconic dinner lady played by Una Stubbs.
Most of them who stop here, they just want egg and chips.
So it's a fabulous story and a really, really great cast. And I think we had probably one of the best times recording that story because it was so funny. There are lots of outtakes from that one.
There's a corpse out there in the car park.
What?
The savaged body of a dead glam rocker.
A dead glam rocker?
And second appearance in Doctor Who for Bernard Cribbins, too.
Yes, of course, because Bernard Cribbins is in the Peter Cushing Dalek movie. And, yes, I mean, he is an amazingly versatile actor, Bernard Cribbins.
Doctor, what on earth are those creatures?
People know him from the Carry On movies and think he was in every Carry On, but I think he's only in about three of them. But he's had a huge career, but he is one of Britain's greatest voice talents. We kept all doing requests during the recording of it, saying, do a Womble now. Una, could you do your voices for Winnie the Pooh? And he's brilliant, a brilliant man, and so unbelievably inventive and energetic.
Who is he to take over, that bloke and all that velvet tat?
That's the Doctor. He always takes over.
And he made a lot of things work that we weren't quite sure whether they were going to work, but he was brilliant at actually sort of working out what was funny and then doing the timing on that, and he was a joy to have around. He worked really well with Una Stubbs as well.
I thought you'd understand, being in showbiz.
What?
Well, the costume, the wig.
This is quite sober where I come from.
This whole series has benefited from having a specific person doing the casting, which we have never really done on Big Finish Productions, because we're quite a small production company, but it just seemed to me that, for me, as a director and a producer, one of my least favourite parts of the job is casting. Because, first of all, my mind goes completely blank, and it's like I've never been an actor, I've never worked with other actors, it's just like I don't know anyone in the entire world, you know. And then there's the other bit of negotiating the deal and talking to agents, you know, who fight very hard for the rights of their clients, you know, if only my agent did, you know.
Wow, that explains a lot.
Barnaby Edwards was putting forward ideas for casting of his stories and thinking, well, what do you think? And I thought, he's having such good ideas and he's clearly going to be so fearless about contacting all these agents. He said, oh, I do love casting.
I absolutely love casting.
And I said, I do hate it.
Nick can't bear it and I loved it.
Could you do mine?
So I think it was a bit of, you know, Jack Sprat would eat no fat and his wife would eat no lean.
Do you want a biscuit with that?
So we worked out, you know, that he would be the casting director for the entire series.
Who'd have thought I was the most dynamic and powerful manager in the biz?
I had a really, really brilliant time. It is lovely to be presented with such great scripts, but with blank scripts. No one's played these roles before, with the exception of the Doctor and Lucy. And to just think, you know, who from all the actors in the whole world would I like to play this part? And then I just phoned their agents, and some we got, the majority we got, and, you know, some got away, but maybe we'll get them next time. But, you know, the number of people who said yes, I just thought that's fantastic. I mean, you know, sensational people. Timothy West, Nigel Havers, Julia McKenzie, Bernard Cribbins, all these sort of legends of stage, screen and radio just saying yes because the scripts were so good.
I think almost all of our, in inverted commas, guest stars had extensive radio experience and particularly loved it. The two that spring to mind, Julia McKenzie and Timothy West.
This is a dangerous place.
When I asked them why they came to do this, they said, because we love radio. And the other thing was, because we were free that day. And that's the brilliant thing about radio. As Paul McGann has said, you don't have to dress up, you don't have to shave, you don't have to look your best. You just have to bring your imagination along. And it takes a lot less time. You know, they could record one of these plays in a day. So, yeah, it was really great to get them all in.
I mean, it was an absolute joy to see Paul McGann's face because we didn't tell him who was coming in each day, and each day he'd come in and his face would light up as more people that he knew were in it.
I've seen nowt like it.
You will.
I love to think that after 15 years or whatever I've been in this profession, but I am still utterly excited by sort of people from my, you know, childhood heroes of mine, like Bernard Cribbins, who is a childhood hero. So I was just amazed when he said yes and delighted.
Next time on Doctor Who.
I am Zeus, Lord of the skies, bringer of storms.
I am Hera, goddess of... whatever I'm goddess of.
Sarati, I would rather die right now and be with you for that moment than let them take you from me.
They're using this machine to kill their own children.
Silence. The child knows nothing.
Put down the magic wand, Kalkin.
Don't let the primitive facade fool you.
Who is it supposed to fool, then?
I am ready, Lucy.
You will save me.
Let us destroy this TARDIS.
Do it, or Lucy will die in a new and interesting way every day for 100 years.
What? It's too late! They're between us and the blue box!
Lucy, stop!
Doctor Who, immortal beloved.
See you in the next life.
The next life.
Beyond the Vortex featured contributions from Nicholas Briggs and Barnaby Edwards. It was produced by Martin Montague.